from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Syrian regime fails to regain control of Hama prison. Government officials have failed to regain control of a Syrian prison where nearly 800, mostly political detainees, have maintained a revolt for nearly a week. Syrian opposition leaders warn of a possible massacre of detainees in Hama Central Prison, calling on the international community to take urgent action. Conditions at the prison have deteriorated since government forces stormed the prison Friday night and managed to seize the facility's food stocks, say political activists. Videos posted by inmates on social media showed men gasping for breath after government troops fired tear gas canisters in cell blocks. Gunfire could also be heard. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in the Syrian city of Aleppo has provided some breathing space for residents. Displaced families returned home and schools reopened. Ahmed is a student in Aleppo. He says there were many bombings and his parents were scared and stopped sending him to school. Before the latest ceasefire, Aleppo had seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children. Islamic State-affiliated terrorists have claimed responsibility for the killing of 8 plainclothes Egyptian police officers in an attack just outside Cairo in Helwan, Egypt. The gunmen pulled up to the policeman's van in a small pickup truck, got out, and proceeded to open fire on the police vehicle before fleeing the scene, Egypt's state-run MENA news agency reported. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea's state news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. The KCNA report today says Kim is also willing to normalize relations with states that had been hostile toward the Pyongyang government, and says Kim called for more talks with South Korea to reduce distrust and the potential for further misunderstandings. In March, North Korea threatened a preemptive and indiscriminate nuclear strike on the U.S. and South Korea in response to joint military drills. Authorities in Afghanistan hanged 6 men on death row who were convicted of grave crimes against civilians and public security. Taliban officials swiftly confirmed those executed belonged to the insurgent group and vowed to take immediate bloody revenge. The executions of the terrorists took place in a Kabul prison today on the orders of President Ashraf Ghani, his office confirmed to VOA. The move came after last month's complex suicide bombing in the Afghan capital that killed nearly 70 people and wounded hundreds more. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the deadly assault. A new report sponsored by the Global Health Technologies Coalition urges the U.S. to improve financial support for research and development for neglected diseases. Bill Eagle reports.
The U.S. remains by far the most important source of funds for medical research and development for scores of diseases. But the new report says over the past 5 years, funding has largely been flat. The GHTC study asks the U.S. government to encourage private sector involvement in R&D with prizes, small business innovation awards, tax credits, and other incentives. The report also recommends improved cooperation between the 7 U.S. agencies involved in global health. I'm William Eagle in Washington.
Donald Trump, the presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee, said today he is not all that worried that key party leaders say they won't support him in the national election against the likely Democratic nominee, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. As the billionaire real estate mogul all but clinched the party's presidential nomination last week, the two Republican presidents, President George H.W. Bush and his son, President George W. Bush, and numerous other party officials declared they have no intention of supporting Trump. And today is Mother's Day in the United States and elsewhere. Mother's Day is a time to celebrate and appreciate all the work women do. Families traditionally give their mothers flowers and a fancy dinner, and I hope I get one today. Happy Mother's Day to you. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.